Welcome. You're listening to the Evolvepreneur Secret Show for entrepreneurs, and I'm your host, Brian Silverthorne. My mission is to always help entrepreneurs make a difference and navigate the sometimes messy worlds of startup, growth, or relaunch. And today, we're going to dig deep with our guest and get you the best concepts and strategies to fast-track your business. And today's special guest is Jim Wickersham, and Jim is a sought-after accountability and peak performance coach. Welcome to the show, Jim. Happy to have you.
Thanks, Brian. And it is actually Jeff, but
Jeff, geez, you know, that's twice that I did that, but you know,
hey, that's real life, right? Stuff happens,
is,
right? We roll with it. So there you go.
We are not going to edit and start over. We'll just, nice. I will live with my mistake. My apologies, Jeff.
You got it.
So why don't you start by telling us, what went on in your life to get you where you are today and what your current focus is?
Absolutely. So I like to take it back 7.5 years ago. So I was in corporate America for about 20 or so years, small supply chain consulting companies, large Fortune 500 companies. And then I had that life event that changed everything. And unfortunately, 7.5 years ago, I lost my mom to breast cancer. So when you watch the woman that brought you into this world leave with this world, it fundamentally changes you, right? You understand in an instant the fragility of life and how each and every day is a gift. So after some deep soul searching, the days, weeks, months ahead, I decided to leave corporate America, opened up a gym locally, and that organically grew out of that was mindset, accountability, and peak performance coaching, because we don't have a shortage of gyms around the world, but yet so many people struggle with staying fit, exercising, nutrition, and it all goes back to what's in between our ears, right? Our mindset and that battle that Brian, you face, I face, everybody faces, and how do we intentionally step into the best version of ourselves each and every day?
Yeah, absolutely. Interestingly enough, probably 4 or so of the podcasts I've done over the last little bit here, and when I've asked the guest folks that, what was their biggest roadblock to getting them from where they are now to where they want to go? And the answer was mindset. Mm-hmm. So there's obviously a need and an express need for that. So that's a great spot to be. So I'll ask you the same question. You are where you are now. What's your vision for getting to wherever it is down the road a year or two from now?
Just that consistency, right? Consistency on a daily basis of putting in the work. I like to set missions. Missions is much more of a must versus goals personally, right? Goals, I kind of feel like sometimes are wishy-washy. Missions are a must, almost like you're an elite military unit, right? And just executing every day, falling in love with the process, obviously mapping out where I'm going to be, but every day putting in the work. And when you can be consistent every single day, eventually you will get there, right? I think the issue with consistency and why so many people fail or fall when being consistent is they want to know when the results will happen. And unfortunately, many times you don't know when they'll happen, but many times people stop right before those results actually occur in their life. So just being consistent, fall in love with the process, helping other people, reaching other people, to intentionally step into the best version of themselves. And I always say once they start that journey, it's never ending in life, right? And that's the beauty of it is every day you get an opportunity to get a little bit better. And if you can, each and every day, and you're going to have your dips, you're going to have your valleys, but if you can, that's an amazingly powerful place to operate from on a daily basis.
Yeah, being committed to what you're doing and being consistent about doing whatever needs to be done on a daily basis to get there is a huge key. I completely agree. So you do some coaching and that sort of thing with people. So do you have a definition of what your ideal client looks like? And then can you tell me a little bit about how they find you?
Yeah. So I would say kind of 2 client avatars. One is an executive VP director level who needs more balance in their life. Maybe their professional life is they're crushing it, but they might need that balance on the personal side, right? So that would be that first avatar. Second would be someone who is just stuck in a rut, right? They can't get out of their own ways. They feel like every day is Groundhog Day, that they're on that never-ending treadmill of life. And we're so wired to operate that way. And so many times I talk to people and they're like, hey, it's been 5 years this way and I've just got to make a change, so, or a shift. So those are really the two types of people I work with, and really love getting them results and diving in and getting to work.
Good, good. So right at the moment, how do they find you? Do you have any outreach programs, or they find you organically, or how does that work?
Yeah, they find me organically. I do have a best-selling book on Amazon, Rise, Fight, Love, Repeat, Ignite Your Morning Fire. So that gives kind of the bookends of our days, how they can end their day and then prepare for success the next day, and how they can start in the morning. Or they could go out to to my website and find me as well. I do some organic reach out. I'm always looking to just connect with other interesting people. I feel like this is lost in the world today of social media, actually having conversations and just having a genuine interest in other people, what they do, maybe their successes, what they're struggling with. I feel like that's lost, and that should be brought back more. And then we'd be so much more connected, and we'd all be, you know, raising the tide together.
Is there any particular social media platform or other platform that works best for you?
I love Instagram and LinkedIn. So I do a lot of Instagram reels where I can give a short snippet of a thought of the day for people to kind of move the needle or think about a little bit differently. So love Instagram reels. Seen a lot of good traction there. And then LinkedIn is much more business related, B2B, where you can definitely do some outreach, put some content and get visible out in the marketplace, which you always want to be top of mind of potential customers as they're, you never know when they're going to be triggered. They might see a video, see a post you have and say, hey, I need to reach out to this guy.
Yeah. Ah, well, good. Anything and everything you can do to get to spread the word and to get people at least curious. That's always a good thing. So does your book work for you in that area? Before you answer, I want to take one step back and ask you, when you wrote your book, were you intending it to be like a legacy book so that people could take advantage of your experience and knowledge to their benefit ongoing? Or did you kind of write it as a lead generation book?
It was really a legacy book. So my late mother was a reading teacher and she loved books. And when I was growing up, I loved sports. I didn't love to read. So the fact that I did it, she was probably shaking her head. I know she would have just been doing a dance if she was, you know, down with me. But I wrote it actually right after the pandemic started. So if you think about the dynamics, I had the gym business. Overnight, I had to shut it down, go virtual. And then I stayed consistent with my habits and rituals, getting up, doing my routine. And I had some free time. So I said, yeah, I knew I had a book in me. Why not write it? And I did that those early mornings during the pandemic when it first started, and then released it that August after the pandemic started.
Great. So it's achieved bestseller status on Amazon or elsewhere?
On Amazon, yes, it did in the category. So that was pretty neat, and still continues to get some traction and people buying it and reaching out and having an impact on others, which is truly at the end of the day what I wanted it to have.
Good, great. So, and you also host a podcast. I can see you have much more sophisticated gear than I do. So
I do. So I've been podcasting, I guess it'll be in November, almost 4 years. I've had a couple iterations for it. The first iteration was Morning Fire, and that was just a daily episode. So the first year I did 365 straight days of episodes. So you talk about consistency. I was just owning the craft and working in it. And now it's Morning Fire for Entrepreneurs is the podcast now that I host, and just enjoy the avenue, the vehicle. And it's definitely helped with public speaking and all those all those pieces, communication as well. So if anybody's listening, has that itch, I should start a podcast, just go and do it. I mean, I remember still my wife sent me a text when I, and if you're listening to this, I had the podcast arm, the mic, and a noise canceller. And she asked me if somebody stole our credit card. And I said, nope, I'm starting a podcast. And she said, you're going to do what? So yeah, just jump in with both feet.
Well, good. Yeah. You just gotta, sometimes that's what you have to do.
Right.
Is what do they call that? The ready, fire, aim approach.
Yes.
Okay. So do you have guests for your podcast, or are you just kind of like a play by play guy?
So I do have guests, and we have interviews back and forth, and then do a daily episodes as well throughout the week, sprinkled of, you know, 5 to 10 minutes where I give an idea or a thought or something that happened in my life that might be applicable to other people. They could learn a lesson and then implement in their life.
Okay. Do you look for what subject matter experts to be your guests, or?
Right. Yep. Subject matter experts, entrepreneurs, successful business owners that, you know, have built a business and want to share their story, not only the successes, but many times there's great lessons that are learned in some of the dips or early failures in the development of a company.
Right. Have you ever considered inviting potential clients for you as guests?
So I have had some guests that have come through, ended up becoming clients of mine. So I do that from time to time.
Good. Yeah, it's actually a good way to get new clients if it's done correctly, you know, not with any ill intent by any means, but just chatting with people, as you say, let them get to know you and you get to know them. Do you have some sort of a guesting format to invite people there where they can find you and sign up?
So they typically have had a lot of podcast booking agencies who are organically reaching out to myself and my assistant to get guests on the show. And then just as I'm following some personalities, like their content, I'll reach out and get them on the show as well. So it's kind of a two-pronged approach.
Okay, great. So with all this podcasting and other things, how much focus do you have on generating revenue through your coaching, or do you get it from other sources as well?
No, that is a primary focus. I like to batch the podcasting and really, if there's not business coming in the door, the business isn't going to survive. So discipline every day of reach outs, putting content out there and being in the forefront for people that need help, want help, and want to make a change in their life.
Okay, great. Yep. So with the people that you help, what's kind of the best piece of advice you've ever given to them?
One is I always love starting how they end and start the day, right? We can't control the middle many times, right? Life throws us curveballs. There's many things that happen, but you control those bookends. Last 30 minutes of the day, first 30 minutes in the morning, you can have amazing structure and you're going to feel good about, hey, I closed down, got a great night's sleep. I woke up, stacked all these wins. I'm feeling progress. You're going to be able to handle things so much more. I think it's the greatest gift I give myself every single morning and the clients I work with. When they go down that path and we start with that change, they're amazed at how good they feel, how much progress, how much more focused they are, how they've got much more energy, how they're in the state of gratitude and they're able to take on a lot of the things that so many times in life would derail them and they'd be off the whole day. So that's the first place I love to start, because it's a simple, it's not easy, right, to break habits by any stretch of the imagination, but it's a simple start. And sleep is so important to our health mentally and physically. Obviously my gym days, personal trainer, nutritional coach, all those things, I know how important sleep is. So when we dial the last 30 of the day, the first 30 of the day in, it's amazing how we can get some quick results.
Yeah, that's great advice. My wife and I have always been advocates of a good walk every morning.
Okay.
So, you know, sometimes we chat, sometimes it's an opportunity to prepare for the day.
There you
think about what needs to go on. So, and you know, you're talking about the winding down at the end of the day. So this, you may not have an answer to for this next question, but most entrepreneurs do. Is there anything at all that keeps you up at night?
So no, because I do have a digital sunset. I'm turning off the emails, the pings, all those notifications, because sleep is so important for us to operate at a peak level that typically I'm hitting the pillow and I'm asleep rather quickly. So having a digital sunset, right? If you're up at night and things are really playing in your mind, one of the strategies I love to give is have a notepad or something, diary or some type of journal, and just write it down. And even just that process of writing it down allows you to get it out of your mind and then do a little breathing and get back to sleep. But luckily I dial in my nighttime, so I'm getting away from the blue light, winding down, and I get a great night's sleep.
Well, that's great. Yeah. I really like your advice of the sunrise and sunset times too. I think I'm pretty good at the sunrise one, but I think I'm going to add in the sunset one. So I'm going to take your piece of advice. I enjoy that. So do you have any final thoughts? You want to let the folks know how to get a hold of you?
Yeah, absolutely. So they can go out to www.themorningfire.com and grab a 20-minute complimentary call with me. As I said earlier, Brian, I love speaking to people, seeing what they're about, and connecting. I feel like that's such a vital part of us as human beings, as well as every single day we get as a gift, right? And today is a gift we'll never get back. And if you're listening to this podcast, if you can just take that in, understand it, and operate in that manner, it's amazing the type of perspective you'll get and the gifts you'll see throughout your day.
Thank you. That's excellent advice, a great way to end the show. I really appreciate you taking the time to meet with us.
Thanks, Brian. Yeah.
Okay, and for all you listeners out there, that's a wrap of another great episode for the Evolvepreneur Secrets for Entrepreneurs show with our guest, Jeff Wickersham. I got it right on the way out. So if you liked the episode, we'd be grateful if you'd give us a 5-star rating. And if you'd be so kind as maybe please recommend it to a friend or two. And to make sure that you get future episodes, you can subscribe at evolvepreneurssecrets.show. And until next time, and if you're an entrepreneur, make the start of your next great idea today. Thanks again, Jeff.